Good morning, listeners, or good afternoon. I'm your host, Lauren Jay, joined by my co-hosts,
Clara Funk,
Angela Pang,
and Josie Paxton.
Today we'll be focusing on Manifest Destiny and the Pony Express. The Pony Express was a mailing service that was in service from 1860 to 1861.
The Pony Express was a mail company that delivered from Missouri to California.
In the early 19th century, as the country's population began moving westward into the newly acquired territories of Louisiana, Oregon, and California, the mail had to travel a much greater distance, particularly during the California Gold Rush. To meet the needs of 250,000 people who now lived in the West, the Post Office Department awarded a contract to the Pacific Mail Steamship Company to carry mail to California.
It made its first run on April 3, 1860, and the last rider completed his journey on October 24, 1861. It lasted only a short 18 months, being terminated on October 26, 1861, with the Transcontinental Telegraph. Even though their business was short, they were crucial to the beginnings of America as we know it today.
The business, which originally intended to cross the West once a week, moving important mail on horseback, was not a financially sound venture.
Russell, Majors, and Waddell spent a great deal of money on horses and dozens of way stations, which were required every 10 to 15 miles, depending on the terrain. They also had to hire riders and station tenders. It was expensive and complicated to operate such a venture.
In turn, after the Transcontinental Telegraph and Railroad were completed, the Pony Express became obsolete. They could carry messages and mail across the same distance faster and cheaper. The company shut down, facing losses of up to $200,000.
The majority of the country started moving westward to the new states of Louisiana, Oregon, and California, mostly caused by the California Gold Rush to gain riches. There was another cause to this travel. It was stated by President John Quincy Adams that Texas has been absorbed into the Union in the inevitable fulfillment of the general law, which is rolling our population westward. The connection of which the ratio of growth in the population, which is destined within a few hundred years to swell our numbers to the enormous population of 250 million, if not more. It is evident to leave us without a doubt of manifest design by Providence in regard to the occupation of this continent.
Talked more later on about how it was God's will that we move westward during the country's growth. This is all a part of the big idea of manifest destiny, God's will pushing the American people to go westward on their journey, claiming it is theirs. This was the idea that the Americans had a divine obligation to stretch their boundaries of their noble republic to the Pacific. Soon after, moral of independence were bolstered by the victory in the War of 1812. Many Americans believed that they were meant to be here and spread their lifestyle. After their expansion, it led to them needing a mail service that could travel across the continent.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated!
And now for a message from our sponsors.
Little Alchemy 2 is a fun little game that you can download to pass the time. Making everything from vultures to Santa, this game gives you the power to create your own little world inside of your phone. It's great to play when you don't have anything else to do, which is why it's good for me. And probably you. I mean, because you're listening to this podcast. It's also super great for when you're listening to podcasts, so download it right now because it's really fun and practically educational. I'm playing it right now, actually, just get it because it's fun and it's paying us money to say this.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated!
The Pony Express opened a new era for technology and innovation, paving the way for westward expansion and communications development. Temporary solutions were needed to improve communications between the East and the West until the Transcontinental Telegraph could be completed. And so, with the Pony Express in place, it inspired an age of rapid adaptation, ideology, and growth.
The Pony Express was the first to take up the challenge of long-distance communication, pioneering the adversities as they came. They were a temporary solution to a great problem, and although they were quickly ended after the Transcontinental Telegraph, it was a closure they saw coming. This development had actually been expected by the owners of the Pony Express, who always viewed the service as a temporary one. Although it only operated for 19 months, its riders had successfully delivered about 35,000 pieces of mail and traveled more than 500,000 miles across the American frontier. It left its permanent mark on American history, despite the short period of time it was operating, and it continues to indirectly affect the way modernized mail is delivered. The Pony Express was created due to America's belief of God's will, also known as manifest destiny, which is a key value in American history and beliefs.
The Pony Express was an important part of our nation's history and will continue to be so. Organizations such as the National Pony Express Organization are keeping their memory alive by offering re-rides of the trail itself and more informational details that you can find on their website.
On our next show, buckle up for some exciting news. The plural of octopus has finally been changed to octopuses. Learn why next week. Thank you all for listening to this week's informative podcast about the Pony Express.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.